Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, let's go ahead and start to...
Start the competition here.
Get into this game here. It is Name That Tune. Again, we're going to go through A through Z. We have 26 songs in front of us, and the two competitors tonight will be Jerry Wyschowski, who is our head writer, executive producer, or he calls himself the head writer. The guy's never written anything.
I have a Marconi Award, Tim.
Yeah, I know. We have a Macaroni Award. And anyway, so it'll be Jerry Wyschowski. Thank you, Tom. You like that one, huh?
A Macaroni Award.
All right, it'll be Jerry Wyschowski versus Gina Grad.
All right.
And ladies and gentlemen, officially Name That Tune. Yes.
Swell the theme.
All right. All right, let's go ahead and meet our contestants tonight from Kansas, the state of Kansas, ladies and gentlemen, our screener, and a very, very big part of the news every night. Let's meet her, Gina Grad. Nice to see you, Gina.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, tell us a little about yourself, Gina.
Well, I am from the Great Plains, the breadbasket, some people might say, and just really glad to be here in the big city, Los Angeles.
Fantastic. All right, and you're going to be competing against Jerry Wyschowski tonight. And Jerry, again, head writer and producer of this show. Jerry, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I have a bread basket. That sounded funny in my head.
Oh, right.
I lost to Randy last night, but I'm going to kick Gina's ass tonight.
All right. And Jerry, also the only member of the show to be kicked out of improv class. Over at the Groundlings.
May I? I don't want to get controversial, Tim, because this is Name That Tune. Gina, you're from the breadbasket.
Yes.
Of our country. Yet you are a Jew.
Yes.
But not a lot of Jews in Kansas, right?
A lot of Jews in Kansas City.
Oh.
A lot of rich Jews in Kansas City.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. All over the, you know, St. Louis, Chicago, Kansas City, and then they move west.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, for people who are, you know, wondering.
FYI. Yeah, well, no, because you said you're from the breadbasket, you know, the breadbasket of America.
By the way, I don't know if you know this, Brian, but there's Jewish people everywhere.
No, I'm learning
it's not
that.
Just Just New York and Los Angeles, like you
the
think.
The Fairfax District.
Yeah. I've learned that. I've learned that there are Jews everywhere, but the breadbasket of our country, I never identify. Like, I look at you, Gina, and I never think, oh, she's from the breadbasket of America. You don't have that vibe.
Yeah.
One Jew will be left standing tonight.
That's true.
Two Jew enter, one Jew leave.
All right. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, and now, again, here's Brian Whitman, who's going to be doing color tonight with the rules.
Thank you, Tim. Name That Tune basically works like this. Two contestants compete against each other. We play a song. The song plays. Both contestants hear the song at the same time through their headphones. They buzz in by shouting their name. For example, Gina would yell.
Gina.
Jerry would yell.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Jesus Christ, right on top of it.
Who do you think's going to lose tonight? Once the contestant buzzes in, that person has 3 seconds, three full seconds, to give the exact title of the song. If they give an incorrect answer or they fail to answer in 3 seconds, they lose a point. So Brian, the game's kind of like Jeopardy in that way. If they give the correct title, of course, they get a point. In the event that somebody guesses incorrectly or the 3 seconds of time expires, their opponent has a free shot.
That's exactly correct.
At the song. And those are the rules.
Okay. All right. Let's get started right away, everybody. Randy, will you be able to keep score in there as well? Okay. All right. Randy's going to keep score, so we'll keep checking in with Randy Wang when it comes to score.
The three-judge panel here tonight will be Randy Wang, Tim Conway Jr., and yours truly. In the event of a controversy or any sort of dispute, it is always settled by the three-judge panel.
Okay. This song, the first song, begins with an A. Good luck, contestants.
Jerry. Any way you want it.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Good job,
Jerry. Jerry Wyschowski gets a point. Congratulations.
By Journey.
Yeah.
Any way you want it. That's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Sinister sing. She does everything. She loves to mind. She loves to run.
You don't know the words.
She does everything.
I forget it.
He doesn't know the words.
I do know the song. But
how irritating would it be to drive across country with Jerry Wyschowski?
Well, I do the bass line.
Like, we're not even in Phoenix.
I can do the bass line, the guitar part. I can do any part of it, man.
Yeah, you're a stud.
All right.
You're
so Jerry gets a point there. Song number two. Good luck, ladies.
Gina.
Oh. Gina.
Big butts.
That is wrong.
No.
No, Jerry with an opportunity to steal here.
Baby got back.
That is correct.
Yes.
My head's not in the game. I gotta get in focus.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist
and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Go ahead, you know, Brian.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with ya and take your picture.
My homeboys tried to warn me,
but that butt you got made me so horny.
Ooh, rumple smooth skin.
All right, Jerry.
Excuse me, because I ain't no average groupie.
Okay. The hell with romancing.
All right, song number three begins with a C. Please remember that.
We're up to C.
All right, and let's check in with our own Randy Wang with the score.
Right now it's Jerry 2, Gina minus 1.
Whoa, not good start.
I just had
for,
a little brain problem.
For Gina. All right, here we go. Song number three begins with a C. Here we go.
Jerry.
Oh!
Clocks.
That is correct.
Coldplay. You know, and you're one of your favorite bands, right?
Yeah, that is one of my favorite bands, actually.
You took the night off to go see him in concert.
No, I've never seen Coldplay. That was Interpol.
Oh, Interpol.
I've never seen Coldplay live. I'd like to, though.
This is a bumper music,
right? I have. They sucked.
This is actually the song I use going out of the show every night into the 11 o'clock hour.
Into the John and Jeff
show. John and Jeff show. It's a bit of an intro, actually.
Tim.
But here it comes.
I notice that both contestants are schwitzing.
Tides that I tried to swim against have cut me down upon my knees. Lord, I beg and please, singing, come out of things I said.
Well.
Shoot an apple off my head and a trouble that can't be made.
Hey, please.
Wow. All right. I'm sure Jerry's parents are listening right now going, God, you know, you spent a lot of time learning these lyrics. Geez, I wish you'd have picked up an Apartments for Rent brochure and maybe spend a little more time on that.
He's in that house, man, in Lakewood.
Sitting in that house.
And often we get the question. People ask about Jerry living at home. They say, well, he lives with his parents, but he must have his own bathroom.
I don't know if he does.
Turns out.
He hates that line.
Can, man.
All right. Let's check in with Randy and the score.
Jerry 3, Gina minus 1.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
This could be a wipeout.
This is where you really, really have to focus because you don't want those points to slip away from you, Gina.
Here we go. This song begins with a D, as in David. Good luck.
Gina. Dancing with Myself.
Yeah. That is correct.
Hey!
Nice.
Back to zero.
Back good one to there. Zero good one with Gina Grad, man. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the tune.
Clocks.
Billy Idol, of course.
Yes.
Gina Grad dancing in the studio.
By herself. You dance at the wedding like that?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, crazy?
On the floors of Tokyo. Oh, down in London town to go-go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a-dancing with myself. Oh, when there's no one else inside. In the crowd and lonely night. Well,
all right, song. Next song begins with an E, as an elephant.
Right, A to Z, name that tune. Gina Grad and Jerry Wischofsky going head to head.
Good luck, everybody. And everybody but you two knows what it is.
I know it's you two, but I don't know the name. I'm trying to think of the name of the song.
Letter E.
E. Even idiots.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Even better than the real thing.
That is right.
Jerry. Congratulations, dude.
I tell you, Jerry's victory, his point lead, is not coming without schwitzing.
Oh, yeah.
He's really schwitzing it up over there. A lot of pressure associated with
the lights are hot, man.
All right. Our own Randy Wang with the score.
Jerry 4, Gina 0.
Mm. I should have 5, actually.
Tune
yeah, he
F,
has 5.
As in Frank. Here we go.
Not a hit.
F, as in Frank.
I think this is a hit, but
I think it's a major hit.
It is a hit. Gina Grad. Oh, my. Suggesting it's not a hit.
Not a hit.
Gina, please.
Both contestants are poised before their microphone.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry Wyszowski.
Feels like the first time.
That is right.
Hey!
I've never heard of that song.
Feels like the very first time.
Never heard of it.
All right. You never heard that song?
No, never.
Oh, boom. Mm. All right. The score. Randy Wang.
Seemed to be a
Jerry 5, Gina 0.
Now, is Jerry contesting a score? Okay. He thinks he should have 6?
We're only on the 6th song, you retard.
A, B, C, D, E, F. Now we're on G. That's 7, homie.
Well, you got A,
we
B,
just did F.
and C. Yeah, you right. You got A, B, and C.
Oh, she, you got
Gina got D.
I got one.
All right, my
and
bad.
Nobody got
my bad. Honest yeah. mistake.
Jerry, Jesus. Jerry,
Jerry,
Timmy, why are you just gonna
Brian?
Shut
why
up, Jerry.
Are you complaining?
It's an honest mistake. I thought I had more.
But every time we play as Brian, all you do is bitch about it.
I'm sorry.
That's Jerry. That's not.
Oh, it's not a hit.
I'm sorry.
What can I say? It's not a hit.
Not
I
a hit.
Was ambushed before the show.
All right.
It's cabal.
Is it 5-1?
Yes, 5-1.
5-0.
Because I had the negative one and then the
oh, I see. Okay.
Right. Oh, Jerry really having his way with Gina Grad tonight. I can't believe it.
A lot of songs
first
left.
Time and the last time.
Next song, tune G as in Gina. Good luck. Major hit.
Oh, my God. Come on!
Are you headphones on?
This is an embarrassment to the game, Tim.
Oh.
Gina Grad literally jumping up and down.
I know.
She's waiting for the chorus.
I know.
So am I.
It's a technical issue.
Glory days. Jerry.
Gina, oh, you little
glory
mother.
Days.
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen.
Now, Gina,
why didn't you say your name? He sung it.
Gina was lip-syncing, but Tim sung it, which I would not do in fair competition. But, Gina, you were lip-syncing every word of that song. I mean, couldn't you, can't you, can't
oh,
you
what
sing,
an embarrassment.
Can't you sing 10 seconds ahead in your mind?
That's, we're on H now?
Yeah, we're on H okay. now. Mm. Yeah, as in you have to catch up. All right, Randy with the score.
Jerry 6, Gina 0.
This is wow. almost becoming an insurmountable lead.
At 10-0, like in Little League, you just
don't look
stop
at my
the
chest,
game.
Jerry. I was trying to find don't out add insult
your,
to injury.
I was trying to find out what your necklace was.
This yeah. is a real Pier 6 brawl, Tim. There is no mercy rule. Oh, my goodness.
Song begins with H. Good luck.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Hell's Bells.
That is wrong.
Oh!
I like that.
Gina, an opportunity to steal.
This is where this competition becomes very tight. Jerry's lost a point. Gina can pick up one.
No!
I'm listening.
Jesus. Oh, I see.
It ain't easy.
Oh, God.
No, I can't. Oh. I can't believe I'm missing this.
I know
begins
who it
with
is.
An H. We should rename this Name That Blank Look.
Wow, I have.
I know who it is, if that helps.
Here comes the chorus.
Here we go.
Ouch!
Gina.
Gina.
Highway to Hell.
Hey, congratulations.
That's correct. AC/DC.
I knew Hell's Bells was wrong the second I said it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
We continue here. Right. Last song before the break. Tune I, as in Indiana.
That could have been a turning point where Jerry lost a point. Gina picked up a point, making the score Randy Wang currently.
We've got Jerry 5, Gina 1.
5-1. All right, last song before the break.
I.
This song begins with an I. All right? Good luck.
Gina. I heard a rumor.
That is correct.
Yay! Congratulations.
That is Bananarama.
All right, the song before the score before we go to break.
Now it's Gina 2, Jerry 5.
2-5. It's Conway and Ribbon live at 97.1 Free FM.
I don't know that song.
Back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM in the middle of a very heated Name That Tune battle between Gina Grad and Jerry Wachowski. All of the songs start with a letter, and they will go in sequence. Is that true?
All the way from A to Z. This is one of these battles, Tim, where we have seen right at the top Jerry Wachowski take a commanding lead. However, in the waning moments of the first segment, Gina Grad coming back just a little bit, starting to work Jerry, throwing him out of the ring to the cold concrete floor, and then ramming his head into that steel ring post, McMahon. I don't believe it.
I don't know when you're more annoying, when you're playing or doing color. All right, Gina Grad has how many points there, Randy?
Gina has 2 points, and Jerry has 5.
5-2, that's very close.
Very close.
Isn't it's also my statistical dead heat. I was just going to say that. Ironically, it's Jerry's height.
Brian doesn't believe that.
I dispute that. I think you know, if
it's 4'8", according
four
to
eight
Brian.
The other
yeah,
day?
I'm 4'8", according to Brian.
All right. It's statistical dead heat.
Yeah, this is close. And again, this is a game, Tim, where you can go... one or two songs could turn this around. At 5-2, Jerry could chime in, lose a point. Gina could pick up a point. If that happened two times, we'd have a whole different game, McMahon.
Damn. All right, here we go, folks. This song begins with the letter J, as in Jackass. Here we go.
Jerry.
Jerry. Whoa.
Wow.
Gina, an opportunity. Take your time, baby.
Yeah! Gina.
Damn it.
Gina Grad.
Just what I needed.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Now, what I said a moment ago has happened. It's now 4-3.
You're a pig,
can we
Jerry.
Sing a little?
Yeah, let's go. Maybe you can dance like Ellen DeGeneres.
Next one.
I don't mind you coming here.
Oh, Jerry.
Wasting all my time.
Time.
Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind, yeah. It's not the perfume that you wear. It's not the ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time.
Congratulations to Gina Grad.
We now have an all-new, totally different matchup. The score, Randy Wang. Look how things tightened up in just a moment's notice.
Jerry went down to a 4, and Gina's up to 3. It's a dead heat.
Which is my height, 4-3.
This is a one-song game. A one-song game. Anything can happen. It can turn anyway, and it's getting real ugly.
All right, this is a song. This song begins with letter K. Here we go.
Gina!
Gina!
Kiss.
Yes!
Oh, you know it. It is Prince, and this is Kiss.
Don't have to be rich.
Oh, sorry. Nah, let's move on.
I'm not a big Prince fan.
All right, this next tune begins with L, and now I believe the score is 4-4.
It is 4-4. It's dead even.
Wow.
Let me take a deep breath.
Yeah, Gina is jumping up and down. Don't get unfocused.
Oh, I'm here. I'm queer.
And Jerry is schwitzing.
Do you need a sandwich, Jerry?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready. Let's do this. What is it, L?
Yeah,
Jerry. L. All right.
Wait a minute. Instead of smelling salts, I got to wake him up.
Uh-huh. Well, Tim Conway Jr. Oh, my goodness. This is a very unconventional method. Tim Conway Jr. bringing a bag of Fritos.
I'm back.
Waving Fritos under Jerry's schnoz.
Those are chili cheese. Those are pungent, man.
Oh, come on, ref, get in there.
I wake you up. Smell of Fritos. It's like smelling salts to you big guys. All right, this song begins with the letter L, as in losers. Here we go.
Gina. Let's dance.
That is right. Yeah. 5-4.
Jaskie, man. Babu, how are you feeling, man?
I'm starting to get a little pissed here, actually.
Wow.
You needed to smell more Fritos?
I still can't believe I missed Highway to Hell. That's like, but all right. But I can get past that,
though.
That's fine.
Well,
that's a bad beat. I can get past
it. You better get past it. That was the letter H. We're now up to the letter M. And if you're holding on to something that happened 5 songs ago,
that was L.
That's going to hurt you.
Well, yeah. We're on M.
But that was L. Now we're on M.
What?
That was L.
Right, so now we're up to letter M.
You said you said that was H, now we're on M.
Right, Highway to Hell is what he's obsessing about.
I see, okay. Yes.
Right, please, I'm doing color commentary, Tim. I know what I'm doing. He said, I'm obsessed still about Highway to Hell. I said, that was song H, we're now up to M. Please,
all right.
What I'm doing here. I don't just play this game better than anybody else.
Here we go.
I comment on it.
You don't play this game better than anybody else.
You haven't won all week.
I'm the undisputed king of this game.
No, you're not. No. Can't say that on the air?
You cannot. M. Just say M.
M as in mother.
Mother.
Just count to 10 and then say the rest of it. Okay.
All right, here we go. This tune begins with M as in Mary.
That song was playing. Gina Grad was psychologically into it, Tim. She was bopping her head. She knew every
word. How about a point for who?
She knew every beat, but oh my goodness, she couldn't get the title out. Look
a point
out.
For who knows the artist.
No.
Michael Cimbello.
All right, song begins with the letter N as in Nancy. Here we go.
Gina!
Oh, God, I hope I'm not wrong. Nothing But a Good Time?
That is right!
Whoa!
Oh, my! Gina Grad going down to the foreign announce table, grabbing that folding chair, and look out!
Wow. Randy with the score.
Gina has taken an amazing lead. Now it's 7-4.
Wow.
Is it 7-4?
What was Jerry leading by
Lou
at one point?
Him.
Wasn't it like 6-1?
It was 6-0.
6-0.
No, it was never 6-0. It was never 6-0. Oh, my goodness.
Bring out the next one.
It was never 6-0.
I'd take my jacket.
It was like 5-1, I think.
No, I think 5-1, and Gina, like, it lost
5
the
to
point.
Negative
it was
one,
a negative
actually.
One.
Yeah, 5-1.
Oh, my.
6-point lead.
Jerry Wachowski has taken off his jacket.
Wow.
And he's thrown it across the studio. I've never seen a competitor disrobe like this, McMahon. Oh, my goodness.
Jerry, for a guy who's always says I love music, let's play this this game more often.
I can't believe you. She's just been ringing in before me. The last 4 songs, I knew them.
She's been
them.
Ringing in before you and giving the title
before
you. Oh yeah, that's right. That's why she's winning.
Well, dude.
All right, here we go.
Dude,
tune begins with The letter O, as in amazing ring.
Oh, really?
As in, oh, my.
The O-mazing. It's so amazing.
Oh, it is amazing.
Yes, the O.
The amazing ring has everything a girl will want and more.
Yeah. Jerry.
The greatest thing since the wheel.
Oh, that's a different product, isn't it?
All right, here we go.
Wow.
Letter O.
Little mix.
Oh, my.
Gina Grant singing this song.
Gina!
Yes.
Gina. Opposites attract.
That is right.
Correct. Oh, Jerry Wachowski.
Getting dusted.
Paula Abdul's Opposites Attract, widening Gina's lead. Randy Wang.
Paula Abdul and MC Scat Cat.
Wow.
God damn, I still got nine songs.
Loser from Lakewood, man.
What is the score? My goodness.
Gina, 8. Jerry, 4.
Wow. Last song before we go to a break, and Jerry, man, nobody needs a break more than
you. I need to
get
this one right, though. I need to get some momentum going.
Some mojo back.
Wachowski's absolutely right about that, Tim. He's got to get this one right. When you see your lead slip away and it turns around to where you literally have half the points and you were once leading, now you're down 8-4. Psychologically, it's almost insurmountable. I've been down there. I've been in the game. I've been there myself, Tim. I know it's tough to turn these matches around, especially when your lead has slipped away. Oh, my goodness. We have a real slobber knocker on our hands.
This tune begins with letter P as in puny. Jerry. Here we go.
Thank you.
Gina. Paradise City.
Whoa!
Jerry, are you here?
Whoa, oh, my goodness. Jerry Wachowski throwing. Whoa. Throwing
he's
his
so pissed.
Headphones
look
off.
Look at him slamming the door. Crazy, man.
Wow, he threw his jacket right, across the room.
The score, Randy.
Now it is Gina 9. Jerry 4,
all
and
right.
Jerry has left the studio.
Yes, he has 9-4, man.
Good news, when we come back, we'll be at letter Q. There's still plenty of time for Jerry Wachowski to pick up points. And don't forget, what makes this game so competitive, Tim, is that at any point, Gina Grad could lose a point by buzzing in and giving the incorrect answer.
Exactly right.
Or not answering at all.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We continue with Name That Tune, Jerry Wachowski getting his ass kicked by Gina Grad. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Now, oh my. Tim, can I just say here before you get, you got to do the whole setup, name that tune and all that. Not a word during that entire break was spoken in this studio.
Yeah, it's real crazy.
It was dead quiet.
All right, it's Name That Tune, Jerry Wachowski versus Gina Grad. All of these songs will start with a specific letter. We're up to letter P, so we have Q through Z left. This song does begin with a Q. Before we go to the song, let's get the score from our own Randy Wang.
Well, Jerry started off with a huge lead, but now Gina's
okay,
way in
front. Okay, what's the score? We know that.
Okay, Gina 9, Jerry 4. Go
9
to, hell, Jerry.
To 4.
It's all right, I'm coming back.
This song
Don't
begins
worry.
With a Q, as in Q-nonis.
And again, Q-nonis. And again, as I point out, this lead can shift because if Gina buzzes in, and trust me, she's got it in her to do that, to buzz in with a wrong answer, start losing points. Jerry gets the right answer, picks up points. This game might be tighter than you think.
Here we go. Letter Q. I'll turn the audio vault on there. Bubba. Thanks. Jerry.
I didn't hear the... Whatever. Oh. I didn't hear
that. You didn't hear enough?
He buzzed in. Jerry, I'm sorry. You buzzed in.
I know. I screwed myself up.
Queen of Lakewood is the right answer.
Well, we need to give Gina
a little bit of that.
Just move on. She sang, Johnny, I'm gone, gone, gone.
I don't know what it is.
Well, then this is not a hit, actually.
Yeah, it's tough to find a song with you. Do you know it, Gina?
Yeah.
Do you?
Me and Lee met summer 95 in a burgundy.
Sounds like Jerry and...
No, but...
Ryan.
No.
It's the exact... Well, I'm not...
Who is this?
No, I don't know it. Right. I was going to say, I don't know, this? But it sounds exactly like Last Dance with Mary
That's
Jane.
What I was going to say at first.
No.
What's the name of the
song?
The
name of the song is Queen of New Orleans.
Oh.
That is the same song.
By John Bon Jovi.
All right.
John Bon Jovi stole that song from Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Who cares? Let's go...
I would if I was Tom Petty.
Yeah, I know you're not.
I would be more concerned with losing a point when you're down by five.
Yeah,
already.
Well, that's okay. Whatever. It even started at the beginning of the song.
You're down by 6 points, dude.
Why'd you buzz in?
Because I thought it was Last Dance with Mary Jane under a different name.
Last Dance with Mary Jane doesn't begin with a Q.
That's the first song that came to mind. Put your head in the game.
He's losing it.
Tim, that is a great point. Last Dance with Mary Jane does not begin with a Q. These
Doesn't
players
have a Q anywhere in it.
Cannot forget the A to
what
Z.
What is it called? Queen of New Orleans?
Theme. A to Z. Queen of New Orleans.
Queen of Lakewood.
And the next song will begin with an R because R comes after Q.
This is R. Retard of Lakewood. Here we go.
I expect Jerry to buzz in on this.
Tim.
Oh, my. Gina Grad going spastic.
Are you having a seizure, Gina?
Gina Grad, oh, my. Her body contorting. Jumping up and down, Jerry Wachowski poised before his microphone.
I think we're going to see something happen here, McMahon.
Jerry. Jerry.
Real Street Blues?
No, it's not Real Street Blues. That's Hill Street Blues. Wrong answer. And nobody gets it.
No, keep going. I got to get
you're
even
right.
Just for fun.
With the answer.
Song, of course, is... Right now.
Right now.
All right.
You're the huge...
Randy with the score.
Yeah, I'm a huge what? Bond? Who is that? I forget.
It's Van Halen.
I'm a huge Van Halen.
Have
I didn't play
freaking
Van Halen.
Wow.
You did Van Halen.
Randy, score.
Somebody did Van Halen.
Wow, the trash
Gina
talking.
9, Jerry 3.
9-3.
A lot of trash talking going on.
You're up
on.
By 6. Now you're down by 6. How does that happen?
It doesn't
it
matter.
It happens because this idiot uses Queen of New Orleans that sounds like Latin. That's
one
not a
song.
Hit. Yeah, but that is not. And it starts in the middle of the song. All right, but what song would you song would you use that begins with Q?
Maybe something begins with Quiet or something. I don't know. There's got to be another song. Quit something.
Quit,
I don't know.
What is it? Give us a
I
title.
I don't know. There's got to be other songs. This idiot finds songs that aren't even
hits. Name one song that starts with Q right now.
Quickness.
By who?
I don't know. Quick. Something's got to begin with that. Whatever.
Quarter Flash? No, that wouldn't be. That's a band.
Song begins with an S. Here we go. S as in Sam.
Good News. Oh.
Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry.
She Drives Me Crazy.
Yes.
Oh, Jerry Wachowski.
I'd like to hear Jerry
too.
Sing this. I think
All
he could
right.
do a good impression.
I hate that
no,
song.
We're running late here, so we got to keep going. Song begins with a T as in Tom. Here we go.
Jerry. Time.
He doesn't want to win.
Gina, an opportunity.
Yeah, well, okay, go ahead. I left the door wide open.
I'm good.
Let's hear it.
No, I'm good. I'm going to pass.
That is
what I thought.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. I know how to play.
The name of the song is Too Shy.
Too Shy.
Another non-hit. Google, man.
No, that's a
Kaja Shy.
Kaja. Who listens to this? Who the hell can say they listen to a band named Kaja Gugu, please?
That's their only big hit,
right? It's an 80s
right?
crappy...
That's a hit song.
One-hit wonder.
That is a hit song. Jerry,
it was a major hit.
Jerry, really trash talking.
Here we go. It begins with a U as an F-U.
Jerry.
Jerry first.
Under Pressure.
Under Pressure is...
Correct. Jerry picks up the point that he surrendered with Kaja Gugu.
V as in victory.
Jerry.
Gina.
Jerry.
Vogue.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow. Little Madonna. Scored. And Jerry's coming back.
Let's go to the score with our own Randy Wang.
Jerry's gone up and down, but now I believe he's at 5 and Gina's still at 9.
9-5 with 4 left. Ooh. Here we go.
Wait, what is
Jerry.
It?
Jerry.
No, wait, you didn't say that.
Jerry. Begins with a W. Jerry.
Welcome to... No. No.
Whoa. Wrong. Opportunity for Gina.
Mm.
Gina.
Gina.
When I Come Around.
That is correct.
Wow. This song begins with an X. Good luck. Jerry. Jerry. The ex-queen of New Orleans? No, that's incorrect.
Jerry.
I know.
Xanadu.
Yeah. That is right.
All right. This song begins with a Y is, and you're about to lose.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Young Turks.
Whoa, whoa, look at the momentum from Jerry Mashosky. If he was playing like this in the beginning, he wouldn't be down by 5 points. Oh, my goodness.
Last song There's begins
one,
with a Z.
One song comes to mind, starts with letter Z. I think I already know
Here
what it is.
Here we go.
This wasn't it.
Boom.
Jerry. In its tracks.
Yes.
Zoot Suit Riot.
That is right.
Hey. All right. The final score. The final score. Gina, I mean, let's get the final score from Randy Wang.
Jerry got a few good points in it, but he ended up with 7.
Yeah, I know, Randy.
And Gina wins with 10 points.
7.
Oh, the underdog. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on.
Definitely
oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Who are you,
Whoa.
Jerry?
3 points. A
Jerry,
real
loser. You lost to the biggest loser, which makes you a double loser.
We're having a rematch sometime.
I like the rubbing it in for the loser.
We're having a,
it's so classic.
I tell you, this is...
F and rematch.
Nobody is a good winner or a loser on this show.
This is
No,
a-
because you know what? Green Day, that was like my favorite CD when I was in middle school,
clearly.
And I can't F and believe I missed it. I was about to say Welcome to Paradise, which is another name on the track.
Yet you got Xanadu.
On the CD. Yeah, because
which I
find Olivia Newton-John.
Very ironic and interesting.
Jerry, you gave up points when you just couldn't afford to lose them.
Thanks.
You know,
with
right.
the crack commentary.
You were hemorrhaging
Jerry Wyszowski, big loser. Gina Grad, big winner. 10-7. And I can't believe that you lost, dude. I would have put $1,000 on you.
If you put money on, I would have won.
I would have put $1,000
on you. There was no money
on
it.
And I
would have
got my ass kicked.
Yeah. Jerry,
you would have won if I would have.
The Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Very disappointed in you, young man.